For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's our 10th and final week of our countdown, the Princess K. Our Princess K features each and every Monday, brought to you by AMPI. And for the final week, we check in with Stearns County's Alex Christian joining us. And Alex, we appreciate your time. And, you know, we're only days away from the coronation. It's got to be exciting and also nerve-wracking at the same time.
Yeah, it's getting exciting, also getting a little bit nerve-wracking. We're heading down to the cities for judging today. So we will be getting ready and excited and finishing up the final touches on our speeches and getting ready to go.
Alex, for those folks who don't know you and your family, give us a background on yourself and your dairy farm family.
I grew up on a dairy farm just outside of Stock Center, Minnesota, with my parents, Glenn and Becky, and my five siblings, Alyssa, Mitchell, Noah, Olivia, and Clara. We've been on the farm since 2006. We milk Holstein cows. I grew up, went to Stock Center High School. I was involved heavily in sports as well as FFA, student council, just about everything. So small town farm, small town living. Grew up and I'm now attending the University of Minnesota Crookston for elementary education.
So you mentioned growing up on the dairy farm. Dairy farming, you know, a lot of us here in this area, I say we're fortunate we've had a chance to grow up in that manner. What are your some of your favorite things about the family farm?
There's a lot of things I enjoy about the farm. Growing up on the farm teaches a lot of hard work and responsibility, and I think I owe a lot of that in my character to growing up on the farm. When I was younger, I had cousins that lived down towards the cities area, and they would always come visit, and I would get the opportunity to give them little farm tours and teach them about the things that we do. So that's part of my favorite things on the farm, is just getting to show other people the different aspects of the farm.
So what led you? What was it, stuff like that led you in the direction of elementary education?
Yeah, different things like that. I also had opportunities in high school to help out in my younger siblings' classes. And just growing up with four younger siblings really gave me the chance to have opportunities to work with younger kids. And I found that I really enjoyed that, and that's what led me into the education field.
You know, Alex, I've asked all of our finalists to go back to May, to the day you learned you were a finalist. Now, what was that day like? How did you prepare for it, and what was your reaction?
Super interesting about the day we found out that we were finalists. My family actually has a unique hobby of square dancing, and every year we hold our annual barn dance. And it happened that our barn dance fell on the day that we found out if we were named finalists or not. So I was dressed up in my square dancing gear, and I was in Alexandria, Minnesota, actually, and we were in the middle of our dance, and when the announcement happened, so my family and I snuck outside, and we watched it on my laptop. And then when we found out then that I was a finalist, we had to go back in. And all of our square dancing friends from around the state of Minnesota were there, and they were super excited for me. So it was an interesting day for sure.
Oh, that's cool. That's neat. I don't think I've square danced for about 25 years, Alex.
It's like riding a bike. If you want to get back into it, we'll teach you.
That sounds good. That's good to know. Alex Christian joining us on our countdown, the Princess K. And talk about your summer, too, the interactions, the events you've been involved in. Summarize that. Was it pretty fun this summer?
It was fun. It was a busy summer for sure between our Stearns County events that we have typically and then the other events that are thrown in as we're finalists. It's been a busy summer. I've also had the opportunity to spend some of my time in my college town in Crookston, Minnesota. And Crookston doesn't have a super strong dairy presence, so it was definitely interesting for me to explain about the Dairy Princess program because there's not that presence up here. So a lot of the community members in Crookston got to hear about it, as it's not something that they're familiar with up here.
So Alex, was this always on your radar to run for Princess K, or when did that interest develop?
When I was younger, I had always seen the program, but I was always one of those people that was like, oh, I don't know if that's for me. And then when I tried it in my senior year of high school, I tried the Dairy Princess program for the first time. And from there, I was like, oh, Princess K is definitely something that's attainable if I want to work for it. And I decided to just go for it because it's one of the experiences that it happened once in a lifetime. So I'm very fortunate to have this opportunity.
You know, Alex, if you're Crown Princess K, what do you feel this year coming up is going to be like? And maybe a side question as well, why is it important to have a Princess K nowadays?
I think it's important to have a Princess K in the sense that farmers have a lot of promotion that needs to be done as they're out in the fields 8, 10, 12, 14 hours a day. And so they don't have time to get out and promote their way of life. And I think it's important that we as young people are able to do that for them as well as reach our own generation. And I think if I'm crowned as Princess K, it will be a super hectic year, but one that I will remember for the rest of my life.
So finally, Alex, do you know what you're going to do with your butterhead?
I'm not 100% sure yet. My family likes to do a lot of baking, so we're sure we'll use it that way. And my family does a couple of annual camping trips that we do potlucks, so I'm sure that my family will be offering to bring the butter for those. And then just giving it to friends and family.
Hey, sounds fun. Congratulations on a outstanding summer. Best of luck coming up this week at the Princess K coronation. And thanks for your time, Alex, okay?
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Alex Christian from Stearns County, one of four from Stearns County, and one of the finalists, 10 finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way. Our countdown to Princess K this year, once again brought to you by AMPI here on Chasm Radio.